This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, December 16th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. All of a sudden, we find ourselves with Hanukkah just past, Christmas and Kwanzaa just ahead, and a brand new year in just 16 days. We are 384 hours from 2024. That's 1,382,400 seconds. It's a big number, yet 16 days will fly by 86,400 seconds per day. Let's not be intimidated by the huge number. Numbers do affect us each and every day. Over the ages, people have attributed many facts to numbers. Math and science depend on them. Our identity starts with our date of birth. We weigh in and continue to use the scales. The numbers influence what and how much we eat. We count our money. We watch the numbers on the odometer. And we gauge our speed. Our scores on tests make us feel successful or less so. Numbers affect every aspect of our life. The clock ticks. The time flies. Can we slow it down? Can we make it stop? No, we can't. But we can realize what a special commodity time is. Once we're aware of the numbers in our life, we perhaps can stop, reflect on those numbers, and use them to help us live our best each day. Let's take a breath. 1 second, gone, never to be repeated. Greek philosopher Theophrastus said, "Time is the most valuable thing a man can spend." So how are we spending ours? Each of us is encouraged to sleep up to 8 hours. That leaves us 16 waking hours, more or less, to be, to do, and to live. It's time to spend with friends and family, time to exercise, to work on projects, to travel, to dream, to set goals, and to make them real. Basically, we're millionaires. We have 1,382,400 seconds until January 1st. Each day gives us 86,400 seconds to spend wisely. When we do nothing with them, they're expired. They've been useless. It's within us to make plans, to choose how we can spend our time, and we can make sure that it delivers us positive returns. Perhaps if we look at the seconds we have each day with the perspective that it has that value, we can approach our time using the precious moments to build what counts to us for a good life. We can make time for what gives us joy and fulfillment. We can spend it so it includes a little of this and that and all that makes us feel that we're making the best of the life we've been given. We can do what we wish to be happy, healthy, and successful. We can make every second count. None of us know the numbers of our best before date or our expiry numbers. So rather than let the numbers define us, let's maximize what we get from every moment we live. We can make every second count. We can get on the track that fulfills us and helps us live our moments. We can plan ahead and live in the present with a positive approach. And we can embrace what life brings and tackle our problems one by one. After all, they bring opportunities when we find the solutions. It's important we realize that though our lifetime is not defined, we can make choices that will help each of us fulfill our purpose second by second. We can make time to help others, to create, to listen, to do, and to be. And while we live our seconds, we can be living a good life. At the end of our 86,400-second day, we can be happy when we know we've lived them as best we could and that there's more to come. The seconds are our currency. When we spend them wisely, we'll be able to feel we've built our life, putting the gift of each moment to good use. Today, as usual, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share our knowledge and experience with anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their life and live their best. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine, the health coach. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, financial planning and investment advice from Ron Fox and his GlidePath team. We'll learn about person-centered care from Jane Teasdale of Mosaic. We'll chat with Cupid, Linda Miller, about relationships and learn about accessibility and downsizing. And I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, for financial planning and investment advice, we have Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services. It's a registered portfolio management firm. They work exclusively with financial planners and professionals who serve families and clients and help fund the things in life that matter most and help make money last. And I really look forward to learning from you, Ron. So good morning and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective.
Oh, thank you again, Marilyn, for your kind words. And I'm so happy to be here with you to share this time with you today. Marilyn, you said something in your intro that I thought was absolutely beautiful and really resonated with me. And if I can paraphrase, you said, seconds are our currency. When we spend them wisely, we'll be able to feel we've built our life, putting the gift of each moment to good use. I said, wow, I just love that. And as a financial planning and investment management professional, it makes me ask, how are we helping each of our clients put the gift of each moment to good use? You know, what a high-level just cause that gets all of us out of bed each morning enthusiastic and excited to pursue that for our clients and, you know, validate our feelings of professional fulfillment and contributions to others with what we know and can help them with. So, you know, I think the answer to that question for us really highlights one of the benefits of working with a financial planner and, in our case, investment managers that support and work with the financial planners to help each client. And, you know, when you think of how do you put the gift of each moment to good use, everybody is going to have a different answer to that. That's why financial planning is not cookie cutter. You know, the definition of good use is different for each individual and often different between spouses and couples. You know, how one person wants to spend their time and often with the finance and the money that supports spending their time and interest is inevitably different. We're all different people. But with us and our process and is to start with an understanding of and having clients articulate what their values are and what is most important about money to each of them. And you let each partner take their turn answering that. And what that does is it sets out, it eliminates the big elephant in the room often, which is the subject of how are we going to spend our money. And one partner values this, the other partner values that. But secondly, what as a result of that question, what's most important about money to you? It starts often with some very practical answers. Maintain positive cash flow every month, not be relying on debt as much, or leveraging the equity in the house to support our lifestyle. Things like this, which is, takes care of the business. But often that discussion ends up being, if we could do these things, I could be the person who I've always envisioned myself helping back, giving back to the community. It kind of goes through a Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Take care of the immediate needs, then friends and family, and then pursue philanthropic or whatever the high-level interest that validates that individual's sense of purpose. And the reality is, oftentimes, money and planning is what can help you get there. So by having each partner define what's most important to them about money, you get a sense of where the common ground is. And once you've identified that, oftentimes you're bringing couples together to the point where you can say, now that we know what's most important to you, what are the tangible goals and common goals that we can focus on that will support your values and what you feel is most important? Once we understand that, then the planner goes through, okay, what are we working with? What's our current financial position? And, where do we need to go with what we have? And oftentimes it's like then they bring us in and they say, okay, GlidePath, time for you to implement the investment plans, which often may be to fund, the liquid cash that they need on a regular basis for a period of time. And that becomes our mandate. We go, thank you very much. We didn't have to do the deep dive around the kitchens and the living rooms and the dining tables or in the office with the clients, but we have such a rich information. And if we know what we're supposed to do with each account, for example, you might not, if you're someone who's 65 years old, you may be putting money aside for your kids or grandkids to make a down payment for a home or whatever the case may be. Depending on that time horizon, there's going to be a different risk management approach to managing that individual account for that specific purpose. But we would never have known that unless the financial planner did the deep dive on what's important to you with the resources that you have.
I'm just going to interrupt you, Ron, because I didn't realize that when you were a financial planner and you were working with someone that it involved detective work. And basically you're saying that the people you work with are asking the right questions so that people understand what's valuable to them and important to them. And then everybody works together to make that happen, including GlidePath. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100% in that, like a doctor or general practitioner would not prescribe a medication or a series of medications without understanding and diagnosing, making the diagnosis first. So, at a very high level, what we call the values discussion is so important because it becomes the litmus test for working with often couples to say, okay, what makes more sense to allocate the different resources and financial resources they have to support defined goals that you've both agreed to. So that's in order to put that gift of each moment to good use. How are we spending our money, or how should we work with our professionals, the financial planner and GlidePath as the investment managers, to make sure that we have the finances to fund what's most important to us in life. That requires money and planning to experience.
And I've spoken to you before, so I know that one focus that's very special to all of us and that you work on is making our money last. If anyone wants to talk to you or one of the planners and professionals to see if they're on the right path and have that value discussion and get themselves moving, what do you suggest we do?
Please contact me. you can reach me at 647-499-6561, extension 101. If you do get my voicemail, please leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, and be happy to hear from you.
Well, I think you understand, Ron, people and wanting to live a good life and wanting to give back and enjoy life. And I guess that's the value discussion that starts it all. Anyone listening who really is interested in making their money work for them, you don't have to be millionaires and billionaires. The nice thing about Ron Fox and GlidePath Portfolio Services and the financial planners is that everyone gets that red carpet. So you have someone to ask your questions and someone to answer it, understanding exactly where you are. The phone number directly for Ron is 647-499-6561, extension 101. That's 647-499-6561, extension 101. MyGlidePath.com is a good jumping off point. And Ron, thank you for listening to my intro so carefully. And I appreciate that you understand that seconds are our currency. And I'm hoping that people listening will be comfortable and know that there's help out there so that they can live the life they want. They just have to ask questions from people like you. So thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Marilyn, and I was really inspired by your comments at the beginning of the show.
Well, we'll talk next week, and I'm looking forward to learning more about you, GlidePath, and your clients.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're getting ready for the holidays. It's almost Christmas. And, you know, this time of year, our calendar fills up with holiday parties and events. Sometimes it's hard to fit in exercise. It can almost feel like it's impossible. So I wanted to talk about some tips for staying fit with all the festivities. So the first one is we really want to pre-plan our workouts. Rather than trying to squeeze in a workout at the end of a busy day, plan them ahead of time. And if you plan for simple, low-maintenance workouts that require little equipment, for example, a 10-minute body weight routine or even a light walk or jog, especially if people are traveling over the holidays, it's a good way to actually get in that exercise so you'll be able to feel more comfortable having those lovely desserts and food that we're going to be eating over the course of the holidays. You really want to make it an activity. So really, the holidays are a time to spend with your friends and family. So, you know, maybe instead of gathering around the television set, try to get outside. You can catch up with a nature walk, for example, and really catch up with conversations with people while you're walking, which is a good way to get some exercise outside. So the bottom line is move, move, move. And even if you have less time for regular workouts, simply staying active is really key. So you can park further away if you're going to the mall, taking the stairs, for example, or even put on some festive music and get moving and dance with your friends and family. It's a great way to get some exercise. So I wish everybody a very happy holiday, and we're going to be closed for the holiday season, and people can give me a call and book for the new year if they like. My phone number at the clinic is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation, a great way to start the year and approach your health naturally. 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Sometimes a few moments spent with the right person opens our mind to fresh ideas and it changes our life. When it comes to our ears, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto can explain the world of hearing devices, and he enables us to experience our best hearing. He joins us now, and he'll share the information that he knows so well. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're right. a great conversation can change the trajectory of someone's life. It was more than a few conversations with my father when I was in my late teens, early 20s. Now, over 20 years later, I have a clear view of what I need to do to have a great career and a blessed life with my family. Many of us have had similar experiences where having conversations with someone has proven to be valuable, where ideas were exchanged, clarity was had, and wisdom imparted. I've personally had numerous conversations with my clients, and there have been many wonderful and memorable conversations. These are the people and conversations that I will remember well into the future. Having these conversations and connections with people is one of the most precious gifts that we can give to each other. They remain with us long after the flowers have wilted and the candy has been eaten. So make the time to connect with someone that you haven't spoken with in a while and reconnect. This topic of conversation reminds me of one of my current clients who I just saw recently. His name is Jim. Jim and I are over 40 years apart in age, but we get along famously as if we've been friends since we were kids. Anytime that we get together, we share our thoughts on world events, politics, engineering, travel, food, and anything else that comes up. My conversations with Jim are ones that I cherish, and I know that he values them just as much. Both of us bring something to the table that is valuable to each other. When someone has a degree of hearing loss that has been untreated, this type of conversation becomes difficult and at times uncomfortable. But as we know, there are times where even when someone is wearing hearing aids, these types of conversations are difficult. Having conversations about having a hearing assessment and a discussion about hearing aids shouldn't be done alone. There are often more questions than answers, and the information people get from the internet is never specific enough. To get the answers that you need to have a great conversation, you need to speak with a hearing care professional. Getting started is as easy as making a phone call.
Well, Edmund, I wouldn't even buy anything on the internet like a pair of shoes or things that really have to fit, and hearing aids have to be fitted to your ear. So I always recommend you, Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. If someone wants to talk to you about getting their ears checked or about hearing aids of any kind, how do we reach you?
The best number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. The moments you spend with Edmund Ivazian will be rewarding. You'll get information and you'll meet a great human being. Edmund, thanks for being you, and we'll speak next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Marilyn.
Numerologists say the number 222 is a very special soulmate number. To reach and connect with your soulmate, you may require the help of our Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to talk about something that I do end up talking to clients about quite often, and I did do an interview last night, and the lady said to me, you know, I'm very concerned because I feel like men my age won't want to date me. They want to date somebody 20 years younger than them. And I had to stop her. I said, it's interesting because women these days want somebody younger as well. So it's not just men. So it's kind of a stereotype to think that it's just men that are asking for younger. But I always have to caution people. I mean, sort of 5 years younger, 5 years older tends to be the age that people choose on the whole. And if somebody's asking for a big age range, I do have some ideas on that. It's interesting because when you're 30 and 50, age isn't a big deal. 20 years, you're at the same sort of stage. You're both working. You're both probably in relatively good shape. The problem exists, though, when you both get to be 55 and 75. 55 is a very different age group than 75. There can be very different energy levels at that age. Oftentimes, you're at a very different life stage, 55, may have another 10 years to work. 75, been retired for 10 years already. So it's quite a different stage. As well, when you take somebody on that's a lot younger, sometimes you get back into raising somebody else's children. And sure, 14-year-olds are great, but when they get to be 18 and you're trying to launch them, or you're trying to, you know, not have them wreck your car, it's a very stressful time. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to go back to that stage? As well, there's a power differential in a relationship. So when you get a big age difference, like 20 years, you're getting into a situation where you're trading away your power in the relationship, because age and youth is like money. It creates a power differential. So you really have to think, like, how badly do you want somebody that much difference in age? Wouldn't it be great to have somebody, if you're really active and really fit, like this woman had said she was, I'd be inclined to pick somebody probably closer to your own age who's also active and fit and youthful looking. You'll probably be happier in the long run. And even when you look at shows like, I don't know if people have been watching The Golden Bachelor, but there's a perfect example. He's, I believe, 72 or 3, and he picked somebody 70 or 71. So he had a choice of a lot of women, some who were 60 or 65, and he ended up with somebody his own age. So I think what people think they want and what they actually want sometimes ends up being two different things.
Well, you're Cupid. You have years of experience and a great success rate. So maybe ageism when it comes to dating on either male or female side should be something people reconsider. And you do coaching. So if someone wants to speak to you about finding that special someone, that very special soulmate 222, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. If you're in Toronto, 416-777-6302. We also have people throughout the province, and we have a toll-free number on our website at mistyriverintros.com. I also wanted to mention to you that we do have the holiday special that runs from December 11th, which was Monday, and it runs through to Friday the 22nd. Now, this will allow you to save 50% on any of the three memberships, so it's a huge savings. We run it once a year prior to the new year when our rates go up. So that, if you've been on a retirement budget and have a pension and it seems like a lot of money, this would be a great time to take advantage of this rate and a great time of the year to join as well.
Well, it's a holiday special. It's a half price sale. You can find Mr. or Mrs. or Madam or Mr. 222 just by calling 416-777-6302. Misty River Introductions. Nothing wrong in exploring the possibilities and finding that special someone. Thank you, Linda. And I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk about self-care. You know, we've talked about this in various ways, you know, on previous shows, but self-care is such a challenge, and I think knowing how important it is to take care of ourselves, we often find it difficult to find the time or the energy to do so. I've been doing a lot of traveling lately, and I was reading, and this came from a magazine called Breathe Magazine, and I thought it was really wonderful because what they talked about is that self-care is not just taking the time for a massage or a pedicure, you know, or a swim. It really is learning to listen to yourself, so you can figure out what your needs are and address them. And sometimes we think that we should be doing something, but it may not be something that we relate to. I'll share my own story. I was never very good at meditation. And I asked one of the physicians who was recommending meditation if a hot bath would be equivalent, because that's something I do enjoy, and I do that on a regular basis. And what he said to me is, if I was truly relaxing in the bath, if I was really concentrating on myself and not just going through a list of things I had to do, then it would be, for me, as good as meditation. So I think when we talk about self-care, it is all about finding out what is going to work for you, what is going to give you a balance so that you can fit in your life some time for yourself without feeling selfish, where you can let off steam, take a little bit of time to be alone, and think about what's happening inside of you, because your well-being and wellness really does come first.
Well, today we've been talking about the precious moments in life and how we can spend them. And spending them with self-care is great advice. I think anyone listening who includes that in the part of their day will be adding pleasure and longevity to their life. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, offers useful advice in clear language. Where can we find it?
So it's online, it's on Amazon, and I believe it's on Indigo. All the smaller bookstores will order it for you. Marilyn, I think you still have some signed copies, I'm not sure. And I'm on my website, drvivianbrown.com, all one word, you can order the book.
drvivianbrown.com. Canadian bookstores, if your local bookstore doesn't have it, ask for it. Amazon. And yes, if you want to order one through me, just call me at 416-504-6777. What better gift than a signed copy, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging? Thank you, Dr. Brown, and enjoy those hot baths. And I might just follow you and do the same thing. Our precious moments can be enjoyed.
That's right. And that's important.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Every moment counts. So when we deal with a person who has the experience and the expertise to walk us through the steps to help us downsize, to sell our home, and or relocate, we've made good use of our time. Meet Sharon Parenteau, whose excellent advice leads us to positive outcomes with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for your kind words. I'm wondering, have you ever heard the saying, a decision deferred is a decision made? Well, no, that might be because I made it up. I'm not sure. But psychologists do recognize that deferring or delaying important decisions is an innate human tendency. Experts tell us that when we push off decision making, even when making a decision would benefit us, it's likely because we actually hope to avoid action altogether. Human beings seem to be programmed to stick with the status quo, even when that's not really in our best interest. In fact, often the more we delay decisions, the fewer options we end up having. This saying, a decision deferred is a decision made, really holds true when it comes to downsizing. Even though rational thinking tells us that holding on to oversized homes makes less and less sense as we age, the less rational, survival part of our brains tell us to avoid change at all cost. We defer, delay, avoid, and then one day, bam, some kind of crisis hits us and the choice to downsize is no longer ours. My experience with downsizing Zoomers has taught me that there are two main reasons why people defer the decision to downsize. First, they can't picture the what of a new downsized home. What kind of property option should I consider? What stuff should I bring or not bring? What will my new lifestyle look like? And secondly, they don't know the how of downsizing. How will I ever deal with all the extra stuff? How will I find a new place to live? How will I manage a move at my age? What downsizers who delay may not realize is that the what and the how can often be handled by the right who. Without a straightforward plan, complete with outcome, timeline, and people to help along the way, seniors stagnate and procrastinate in choosing a better future for themselves. It's the senior service providers, like me and Marilyn's other partners, who can offer four key components to overcome the overwhelm of downsizing. First, we bring simplicity by streamlining processes using proven systems. Number two, we take responsibility for task managing, lessening both your workload and stress. Number three, we offer empowerment for your decision-making, providing options and information. And finally, and probably most importantly, we offer optimism for your future, knowing that you are in the driver's seat, creating a better future for yourself. Let us partner with you to bring the strategy, resources, and team to create the ideal downsizing experience for you. If you'd like to learn more, visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, and request Get Ready to Downsize or any of our other downsizing resources. They are absolutely free for the asking. Or call me at 416-460-5636.
Well, you're there, and it sounds like you're ready to help people through all the stages of change so that it isn't as painful as they fear. If anyone's interested in these booklets and information about downsizing and moving, give Sharon a call. Smart Realty Solutions, smartsolution.com is the website. And I'll repeat the phone number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. It doesn't hurt to spend a few moments and get treasured information that will take you forward, and you'll be able to make decisions without regrets. Sharon, thank you for sharing that valuable information. Your experience shows.
Thank you too, Marilyn. Always a pleasure.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, known for its gold medal award for The Meaning of Me, a person-centered community model of care, joins us. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for having us again. And before I get started or start speaking, I'd like to wish everyone listening happy holidays and new year from our team at Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center.
And what are we going to talk about today?
So I think today I would like to discuss family caregiving over the holidays. I think so many people are connecting with their loved ones or families. People are traveling to see their family members, and it's a good time to take note. When you visit your parents or family members, you may notice that their health might be declining a bit, and they may need some additional support in the home or wherever home might be. They could be living in retirement or long-term care residence and need more one-on-one care to help them. We also provide one-on-one care in hospitals if families can't be there at the hospital. And even though you are in retirement or long-term care, sometimes they don't have the staff to provide that one-on-one and person-centered care for that individual.
So what type of care does Mosaic provide to help families navigate the system?
So we provide care in the GTA area and provide care to all ages, from new moms coming home with a new babe to individuals needing care in order to stay in their home and in their community. Perhaps you are going in for surgery and you might just need short-term care, such as grocery shopping, meal preparation, meaningful conversation, showering, preparing meals together and companionship. We also provide care to those with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and end of life. Our client services team is there to provide empathy, compassion, and a listening ear to many of our callers and families going through difficult times. Or perhaps it is an older person looking after a partner or a spouse who is unwell, and you might need some respite for yourself. And then we also provide resources and navigation for families to include social work and nursing. We also provide a resource center of many different resources to help family caregivers in navigating the healthcare system. And some might be dealing with a social worker or home and community support services. So families need to connect with them and discuss which services might be best or resources for your family member.
So basically, you're a GPS for anyone who needs any kind of care. If someone's pulling their hair out because they don't have enough hands to do what they need to do over the holiday season, are you able to assist them too?
Yes, most definitely. And there's a number of organizations as well. Just very quickly is the Ontario Caregiver Organization, which is ontariocaregiver.ca. And also the Alzheimer's Society. Toronto has lots of supports for family members. And that's alz.to. And then also 211 information.
Well, you know, the organizations are there, but I think you're a good jumping off point. If someone wants to talk to you and find out what resources there are and find out if you have help that can give them what they need over this season and going forward, how do we reach you?
Well, you can pick up the phone and call us the old-fashioned way at 416-322-7002. Our website is mosaichomecare.com.
So 416-322-7002. You don't have to do it alone. If you're a caregiver or you need the help of a caregiver, remember the name Jane Teasdale, Mosaic Home Care, and take down this number, 416-322-7002. 322-7002. And you're having events coming up in January and February. Will you keep us updated?
Yeah, so that's for family caregivers and also healthcare professionals. And it's a very holistic and engaging, informative evening. We are providing a light dinner, and it's called Keeping Life, the Person, and the Family in the Bigger Picture. And that's being held on January 18th at 6 p.m. And we will be hosting that at Verity Club. So for more information, you can reach out to Jane at mosaichomecare.com or call me at 416-322-7002 to register.
Thank you, Jane, because you offer such great opportunities for people to live and to learn well and to care for one another. 416-322-7002. Call, ask for Jane, and you will get answers. Thank you, Jane, and we'll speak again next month.
Thank you for having us again.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Every second counts, especially when it comes to our image. We each can look our best. It's important to realize that we are each a work in progress, and the person we are now deserves to feel comfortable while they send their unique message to the world. We can set goals for our weight, but it's important to realize that we have this moment in time and we can enjoy the person we are today. Dress for now, and if we wish, we can also plan for the future. The person we are this moment deserves respect and care, so let's dress our best and have a time to share our message with the world by dressing to express our inner self. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and you'll continue to learn from the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week I do have a happy story for the listeners. A few months ago, we worked on a project for Elliot and Rachel, who live in Markham in a bungalow. They wanted a quote to renovate their main floor three-piece bathroom. Elliot and Rachel are in their mid-60s, and they are rounding the basis to age 70. They wanted to hire a company with professional experience in renovations, not just for seniors, but for accessibility, as they want this to be their forever bathroom. They wanted it done once and done right. After hearing about our company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, on the radio, they invited us over for an assessment. After coming up with a design and price that suits their accessible needs for the future, they decided to hire us. Elliot and Rachel's main request was gaining more space in their extremely tight bathroom. In order to accomplish this, they needed a small compromise of taking up space from a bedroom, which was the opposite wall. In doing so, we were able to expand the size of their shower and install a beautiful new barrier-free walk-in shower with no curb, which had room for a built-in bench and a beautiful custom glass sliding door. We were also able to widen their main entrance door from a 24-inch all the way to a 36-inch door, so in case they need a mobility device in the future, they will never need to worry about fitting through the door. We removed their old slippery polished tile floor and replaced it with new grip matte tile flooring so it won't be a slipping hazard when coming out of the shower. We also added a new higher comfort height toilet to get on and off the toilet with ease and lots of new lighting to make it a nice and bright space. Now, we made a lot of changes to this bathroom, and a lot of work goes into it, using quality materials, licensed trades such as plumbers and electricians, so the job is done right, and working on the job for 3 weeks. So I know this work is all about numbers, so let's get into the cost. This particular bathroom renovation cost the client $22,000, and they got the bathroom of their dreams. They are now bathroom-proof for the future, and they would absolutely be thrilled with the end results. Now, can a bathroom renovation cost less? Absolutely. The less involved with the average finishes, you can get a total bathroom renovation done in the $15,000 range. But it all depends on the choice of the finishes. How expensive are the tiles, the faucets, the vanity? How many plumbing and electrical changes need to be made? Do you need to add proper venting for an exhaust fan? Do you want a glass shower door? Or can you live with less expensive shower curtain? That's why it's important to hire a professional. Discuss what you'd like done and get a quote with all the details itemized and listed so you know what you're getting. That's what GTA does. With over 12 years of experience, we're happy to quote the next project for you. If you're interested in getting your bathroom quoted, please call me directly at
647-206-6409. 647-206-6409. Universal Design, do it once, do it right, and get it all in writing so that you know exactly what you're getting and there's no confusion. That's what Greater Toronto Accessibility and Daniel Wiskin do. Daniel, thanks for sharing that story.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Body weight in your knees. Too much weight takes a toll on your knees. With each step you take on level ground, you put 1 to 1.5 times your body weight on each knee. So a 200-pound person can put 300 pounds of pressure on each knee. Off level ground, the news is worse. Each knee bears 2 to 3 times your body weight when you go up and down stairs, and 4 to 5 times your body weight when you squat to tie your shoelace or pick up an item that you've dropped on the floor. If you're 50 pounds overweight, the simple act of climbing stairs or squatting to move from one washer to the dryer puts 100 of extra pounds of force on your knees. With all this in mind, it's not surprising that carrying extra weight is related to knee pain and arthritis. Obese people are 20 times more likely to need a knee replacement than people of normal weight. So if you would like some help on how to get started on your exercise program, call me for a complimentary consultation at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and see if this is right for you.
If you're interested in powering up your knees with exercise, call Christine and ask her the questions and get your answers and take charge of your health. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving.
Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. In this festive time of year, many of us are spending extra time with family and friends. My tip this week is to keep your eyes open for signs that some of the older adults in your life may be struggling. Not everyone bounced back from the strains that we experienced through COVID and are finding day-to-day living extra tough. Maybe you want to think about broaching the topic of services that can help them move forward. Of course, at Moving Seniors with a Smile, we offer a full range of tailored senior move management services. And whether there's a downsizing project or a move coming up, we can take the stress out of the entire transition. We help you downsize, we pack in a day, we oversee reliable movers, and we unpack everything and put it away in your new home. In business since 2012, we're bonded and insured, and we do the worrying so you don't have to.
Well, you said that concisely, but I can add to that. I have calls from people who you've helped declutter, downsize, move, unpack, and they phone and say, no stress, you were right, she left us smiling. So thank you for that, Lori. If someone wants to talk to you about any aspect of their future, downsizing, decluttering, or moving, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106. And thanks for the positive feedback.
Well, it's wonderful to get it, and I'm happy to share it. 416-697-8106. Moving, downsizing, and decluttering can be stressful. It may not be stress-free with Lori Bell, but she will leave you smiling, and you won't be biting your fingernails. That's 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great one.
60 minutes, that's 3,600 seconds, have passed. In this hour, we've been given information, tips, and happy stories. We've had the opportunity to learn from experts from a woman's perspective. Time does fly. We can pilot our life. We can choose to be positive and go forward in the time we have. Rather than worry about things that may never happen or be immobilized by fear, we can choose to act, to listen, to learn, to live in the now, to plan for the future, and release the past. No room for grudges or self-pity. Rather, let's tackle what comes our way. Let's reach for whatever brings us joy and fulfillment and appreciate all we have. Each and every moment we live, we can maximize the precious gift of time that is ours. Problems may come, they challenge us to find solutions, and often they'll bring us a fresh opportunity and new perspectives. We must value every moment we have. Each one added to another fills our day. When we've spent the minutes, then there'll be hours, and the hours will be the days of our life. To quote Mother Teresa once again, yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin. Let us begin to appreciate the precious moments we can spend living our best life. And let's not waste a moment. Let's pursue our passions, follow our heart, and know that we each matter, that we can and will make a difference in this world one moment at a time, as long as it's well spent. Keep in mind, in this festive season, the greatest gift to give is to give to oneself and to others the precious moments of life. Let's guard our time and cherish it and use it wisely. And let's enjoy a life well lived. As Steve Jobs said, the most precious resource we all have is time.
Let's not waste it. Let's live our best. Our hour's almost over, and it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Duncan, Ian, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Anyone listening who has questions is welcome to reach out to any or all of your From a Woman's Perspectives team. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. The sponsor expert list is under On Radio. And if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Have a great day, a wonderful week, and please spend this entire week being mindful of our precious moments and the opportunities that each and every moment gives us. Bye for now. Take care.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.